Here's a good story for you. Two heavyweights about to battle it out in court this week. Aetna to face Kraft Heinz in a major lawsuit. And it's in related to their insurance plan. Aetna to face them in a lawsuit alleging the health insurer had hidden fees. Kraft alleging that Aetna took more than $1.3 billion from them since 2012 to pay providers for medical services. And this is because they are self-funded. So a lot of times you see larger organizations actually self-fund their employee benefits, and they hire a big insurance company to administer the claims. So the insurance company would pay the claims up to an amount, but the company itself, so like Kraft would pay them, pay the claims, but Aetna would administer them. That's usually how it works. But this, they are alleging that Aetna violated its fiduciary duties to enrich itself at the plaintiff's expense. They are alleging that the lawsuit states that since 2012, Aetna took more than $1.3 billion from Kraft to pay providers for medical services. That sum includes millions of dollars in provider claims that were never paid. So that's a big problem. And another area of concern is over the issue of data. Cherry-picked data. And I'm reading from a story from Benefits Pro, a story by Alfonso Pesquera, saying cherry-picked data. Aetna does not provide traditional medical services to Kraft workers and retirees. This is because Kraft Heinz self-funds its employees and retiree medical expenses. They rely on Aetna to process and review and adjudicate claims for the benefits, kind of like what I was talking about earlier. The plaintiffs are asserting that Aetna had a duty to exercise care to identify, deny, and prevent the payment of false, fraudulent, or improperly submitted provider claims. However, Kraft Heinz alleges that because the company's health costs are self-funded, Aetna treats its expenses with less diligence and includes hidden costs intended to benefit Aetna. That's not good. Kraft Heinz notes that the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, you may have heard the word HIPAA related to this law, which has a lot to do with medical privacy. And a lot of times when you go to the doctor, they have you sign the HIPAA waiver form, essentially indicating that you allow them to, you know, share that information. Okay, so Kraft Heinz notes that health insurance HIPAA established specific standards for the preservation and dissemination of medical claims data, which they're entitled to under the law, and they have requested that data. However, Aetna saying they were not familiar with this requirement, and they're trying to basically not give them the data that actually should be theirs if they are self-funding their plan. Aetna provided Heinz with some self-selected and edited medical claims data for 2016 through 2022 with a gap, although incomplete. On his face, Aetna's incomplete and self-selected data proves Aetna's breach its fiduciary duties to Kraft Heinz. That's from the lawsuit. Let's see. The Aetna allegedly limited the file to 178 cherry-picked data fields. And then there's this whole issue with hidden fees. Kraft Heinz alleging Aetna prioritized its traditional medical insurance clients over self-funded clients and paid most of its Kraft Heinz employees and retiree providers' claims almost immediately with no follow-up inquiry. And it says Aetna has taken millions from Kraft Heinz to pay thousands of duplicative claims. And now we've talked about how there's all kinds of different waste, fraud, and abuse in the healthcare system. Another example here. This is going to be something that we're going to have to continue to watch. Another alleged Aetna hidden fee practice that Kraft Heinz complained about is the use of Aetna's repricing companies Allegedly, when Aetna receives a claim from an out-of-network provider, it often engages in repricing the company to negotiate a lower amount. One such repricing company is Global Claims Service, but Kraft Heinz Claims owns, Aetna owns that company. So basically, Aetna, quote, according to Kraft Heinz, Aetna is extracting the fee for repricing companies from the amounts it seeks and obtains from Kraft Heinz to pay provider claims. So Kraft Heinz, in short, is seeking a judgment ordering Aetna to reimburse for all these losses, lots and lots of money here in play, and Aetna will be disgorged of profits made from these alleged prohibited transactions. They also want a preliminary injunction compelling Aetna to provide all health plan claims data. Seems like they should at least have the right to their own data. But then again, what do I know? This is a very interesting story. Maybe that's one of the reasons why, if you are going to self-fund your insurance plan, you might not want to work with a huge insurance company to do that. It's going to be quite a bit more expensive from an administrative fees perspective. You know, and then again, too, there's these, you know, hidden biases, so to speak, in that it appears, at least here, that they are more interested in their other commercial clients, probably because they're paying them more than Kraft Heinz. We'll continue to watch this story. When we come back, two words you never want to hear as a patient. We're going to talk about what that is and what you can do if you face that problem. You're listening to America's Healthcare Challenge. I'm Sean McGuire. Back right after this.